The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we're speaking with Raul Altazar, who is an artist and researcher who develops customized musical interfaces using virtual reality technologies, sensors, and code. And he's also the owner of Raul.Earth, which is a website that showcases many of his amazing projects. And Raul, how are you doing today?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing well. Well, it's great to connect with you. And I have to say, I checked out some of your videos and your projects that you have on your website, and they're just amazing. So I would love to hear more about your background, how you got into this, and all that good stuff.
Totally. No, I appreciate it. So from a young age, I've always been drawn to art. I started with digital and analog photography, moved to painting and installations, did some performance. And throughout all of this, I realized that making art allows me to really think about and explore my place in this world, to investigate my relationship to the tools and technologies that surround me, and to kind of do this in dialogue with others. It's an important part of this all. And finally, like vulnerability. I got to make something as an artist. I put myself out there. I put something into my work that usually I don't show other people. And so these things kind of combined and fermented in my mind and really drew me towards the practice of art. And 4 years ago, I went to art school to study something called integrated media, basically art and technology, or new media, if you will. And my work changed a lot over these years, but things really shifted when I started working with virtual reality. And so my last 2 years of undergrad basically focused exclusively on learning about VR, experimenting with 360 video, video game engines, and full VR systems. And for my thesis, I got really excited about working with VR and live performance and music. And that led me to grad school applications. And so I'm really excited to be starting a master's in music science and technology at Stanford in September. And so that's kind of a short trajectory of my life so far.
That's amazing. Really, really cool stuff there. And speaking of one of your projects that certainly caught my attention was the Very Real Looper virtual reality instrument, which there's a video on your website. Tell us more about that, because that one's super cool.
So this instrument or interface, the terminology always confuses me as well, because it's right on the border of these different things. And it leans actually towards augmented reality, because there's no headset involved. And that was very important for me, building this thing. And the Very Real Looper lets me map sounds onto physical objects on stage. So I usually arrange these found objects that I gather from around the city onto the stage. And I use my VR controllers to basically drag and drop these different sounds onto each object. And these objects help me locate each sound and play them during performance. Because I'm not wearing a headset, I can't see where the sounds actually are. The objects represent the locations of each sound. And the really fun part for me is when I place the sounds 3 meters in the air and I actually have to jump up really high or throw my controller into the air to play those sounds. And I've been making these sculptural arrangements of objects I find around me for years. And I wanted to connect this work to my VR work and my performance work. So I'd say that the Very Real Looper is the closest I've gotten to a kind of synthesis of my main interest as an artist. There's the close-knit relationship to a specific place or geography, the raw vulnerability of performance, and then pushing new technology past the limit of what it's meant to do. That's, I'd say, the funnest part. And so these very established principles, I've had these for years, and I would say that I really know what I want my work to feel like, and how I want that feeling to spread to an audience. And I think that the Very Real Looper emerged from this commitment to these principles over the years, or themes, you could say. And obviously there's surprises along the way, but you know, it feels good to kind of have a project that really unites all these main driving forces behind my curiosity about living.
Yeah, really cool stuff. And I'm going to go off script a little bit here. So where have you done performances of this?
So I've performed a very different venues. There's music conferences, tech conferences, and also in art galleries. So it's an interesting place to be working, or interesting space to be working in, because one audience is super technological. They only care about the system. And one audience is like just, you know, random people in an art gallery. And so, you know, working through these different venues has been very interesting, to say the least, kind of adapting how I perform, not really, but still thinking about the different pressures I'm under, and then feeling the response that's actually quite similar from all these people has been great.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Now, if you don't mind, tell us about some of your other virtual reality projects. I think one of them is called Liquefied Realities, and you have others.
Yeah, so the other major one is Liquefied Realities, and that basically involved me visiting these abandoned basements, derelict construction sites, factories, and I 3D scanned whole rooms, small machines, giant cranes, and I used a process called photogrammetry to 3D scan these things. So I basically took photos and hundreds of them and used software and computer vision algorithms to convert them to 3D models. And so I placed these 3D models into a virtual environment in the Unreal game engine and created this kind of giant sculptural arrangement, very maze-like and very big, of all these different machines and rooms and cranes and rooftops, all of it. And it resulted in this kind of, you know, maze that you have to fly through using your virtual reality controllers. And I was really interested in perception. You know, how does the computer vision algorithm actually see the space which I visit? Because the algorithm is designed to reconstruct depth just like we do. And so what does it feel like to explore a computer's perception of these already liminal physical spaces? And I'd say another main interest is moving away from this idea of the quote-unquote perfect VR environment that doesn't feel real or relatable, precisely because it isn't messy, it's not fragmented, it's not hazy. Our perception is fragmented and hazy and messy. And so I wanted to move towards a VR environment that actually feels closer to that reality than the virtual one.
That's amazing. I'm going to shift gears real quick here, Raul, if that's okay. Your website is raul.earth, and it's very much like a personal website that showcases your projects and all of your amazing work. Why did you choose to use a .earth domain for this?
So .earth really spoke to me because growing up, I learned from my parents that it's really important to be in nature regularly and to establish an ongoing relationship to specific places. And there's a kind of spiritual aspect to this, cultural too. I grew up Estonian. Both parents are from Estonia. And there's a very, very long 10,000 year tradition of pagan kind of nature worship. And so that's, you know, I grew up in that kind of milieu. And this thread of connection to the planet that we walk on was always in my work in almost every project. And so .earth was like a natural fit. You know, I want a new personal website. You know, what speaks to me? Is it .com? Is it .net? All the new ones are coming out. .earth was like, oh yeah, that's the one. That's the one that really can speak to, you know, why I'm making art.
That's awesome. Wow, great feedback. Love hearing the background stories about how people came about to find and use a .earth domain. And then Raul, what's your overall future plan? I'm seeing perhaps a Coachella gig here in the next 3-4 years, perhaps.
I wish. Put me in touch, please. In a boring and practical sense, I want to start a research lab at university, become a professor and do research right at this intersection of art, science, and technology, especially performance. But on the deeper end of things, it's really just, you know, thinking harder, thinking in a more involved way about all these themes. You know, I think they're themes that are really going to stick with me throughout the rest of my years. And so I want to collaborate with more people and kind of, you know, keep learning, keep exploring and keep making and just, you know, I think get more honest, get more vulnerable when I perform and just keep learning. I would say that sums it up.
That's amazing. You know, Raul, we really appreciate your time today. Is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
I want to say thank you for having me on today. And I really appreciate the opportunity to reflect practice. You know, the questions are a great way to learn new things about where I've been and where I'm going.
That's great. Well, for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Raul Altazar, who is an artist and researcher. And as we mentioned, he develops customized musical interfaces using virtual reality technologies, sensors, and code. And definitely check out his website, Raul.Earth, which showcases many of these amazing projects. And Raul, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.